CliffCentral.com.
So here it is, a special this special edition of Collectomania is brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. You can check them out at scoinshop.com. That's coin shop with an S at the front of it, .com. And remember, if you're a collector of really interesting or unusual things, and we've had some very unusual things, right, Mbulelo? Yeah, I mean,
yes.
Plastic ape collections. Last week we had a guy who collects Anglo-Boer War bullets.
Who was the well-manicured gentleman who looked like he was the cousin of Queen Elizabeth or the nephew of or the nephew? Do you remember he collected Princess Diana dolls, I believe?
Yes. Remember? Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
Fascinating people. Yes. I mean, we got such interesting people.
Incredible.
So this morning we have a fascinating person too. And here she is. She may be well-known to you, actually. There's Leanne Moll. Look at her there in all her glory. She's got a collection of her shit there behind her. It's not your shit, though. Just unmute yourself if you don't mind.
Oh, hello.
Hi. This is Leanne Moll, everybody. You probably haven't met her before, but she's a tremendous woman. She lives here in Johannesburg, South Africa. She's had a career in broadcasting. You may remember her from Mango Groove when she was the lead singer as well. There you can see her. That's Leanne Moll.
That's who Leanne looks like.
Yeah, she does, like Claire Johnston.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Claire
yes. Johnston. This is the first time Bulelo's heard this. This is...
That's who Leanne.
Look at him. He's loving it.
That's exactly it. That's, you know what? Sorry. I'm so sorry to derail us. I've always thought, who does Leanne look like? It's Claire Johnston. Ah, that's good. That's
okay,
brilliant.
So Leanne, can I show him the picture?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay,
if you
let me
have
just
it.
Find the picture. I've just got to find this quickly.
Oh,
it'll take
Lord.
A second. Oh, this is great.
Awesome.
Leanne,
and you
Moll,
know, the thing is, as we've aged, we still look the same. It's not like we've changed.
Ooh, where? Ooh, where?
Doo-doo.
You really like this, huh? Bulelo, this is your favorite thing.
Oh, I love it because I love Claire Johnston, by the way. I love Mango Groove, and that's why.
Wow. All right, let me find you the picture quickly.
There's a
great picture of Leanne and Claire Johnston together. And Claire did not like meeting Leanne, hey? She doesn't think it's funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she doesn't think they look similar.
So, yeah.
She doesn't.
I saw her at a local watering hole once, probably about 10 years ago or more.
Yeah.
And said, Do you mind if I take a photograph with you? My friends seem to think that we look alike.
Oh, God.
And she wasn't pleased with that.
No, she really wasn't.
Perhaps because I'm a slightly younger version. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. She didn't like it at all. Let me put the picture up quickly for those people who haven't seen. All right. Now, but you also can't sing like her. She can really sing.
No.
So
definitely not.
Let's give her some credit. Here it is. Bulelo, look at that. There.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. There's.
Oh, my gosh.
Leanne Moll and Claire Johnston. And there's some man in the background picking his nose.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's quite something.
She's also got a hell of a lot more style than me.
Yeah.
Oh, well. No, you look doppelgangers. Sorry, I've completely...
this is meant to be Collectomania, and it's become about how Leanne looks like Claire Johnston. Anyway, so Leanne Moll is a famous collector, to those of you who don't know, in Johannesburg, South Africa, and she's been collecting for years. Is this actually your collection, or is it your mom's? Is that why you're at their house this morning?
This is my mom's collection, but there is a piece in here that's mine. That would be that one over there. So, I don't know if you want to give some background or if I should.
All right,
give some.
Let me talk about this because I do know a little bit. My mom had one of these you can't really call it a collection if you've only got one, but she gave it to my sister-in-law who loves this stuff. It's apparently very, very valuable now. Ardmore was founded in 1985 by a woman called Faye Halstead. A South African sensation, striking and quirky patterns, fantastically lifelike creatures that characterize their creations. These things are used mostly on ceramics, right? And they've got fabrics as well that they print.
Yep.
And it's featured in some of the world's finest art galleries and foremost collections. Choice pieces are proudly presented as state gifts to world leaders, among other things, which is amazing. And Ardmore is the stuff that Leanne has got on that table displayed beautifully behind her.
Yeah, absolutely. So it all, for me, it all started. I was trying to figure out, I may have been a preteen or a young teen when we were doing a meander through the Midlands, as one does.
Yes.
And as a family, on a family holiday, we stopped by. My mum was always very interested and already had a piece or two from the Ardmore ceramics factory.
Yeah.
And we stopped by at the factory in the Midlands. In the corner of this farm, a little workshop, which when opening the doors was just this absolute fantasy. And for me, a little girl's dream.
Yeah.
And I found it quite fitting being in Johannesburg today, waking up in the mist. And, you know, the Midlands meander is known for its mist. So traveling along this like magical winding road onto this little farm and finding this workshop, which was buzzing with people inside and just filled with the most colorful, fantastical, weird creatures that I'd ever seen, which had been translated into the ceramics from enormous to absolutely tiny.
So this is all very purely and proudly South African. I mean, it's not made anywhere else in the world. It's a one-of-a-kind factory. Each piece is handmade, right?
Yes, absolutely.
They're not mass-produced.
So, no, not at all. Not at all. There are obviously some that are similar. You know, you'll have one artist. The artists in all of this, by the way, are extremely important and are the story behind Ardmore.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, you'll have many artists who contribute to each piece. You'll have the designer, the painter. I'm just going to bring one up to show you closer.
Show us a little bit of that stuff. Show it off, Leanne.
In fact,
show it all off. Just don't break. For God's sake, don't break anything.
So that I can show you quite nicely.
What is that?
The patterns.
What is that? A tortoise?
So most of them are animal shapes.
Oh, it's a baboon or something.
This is a baboon.
Okay.
And its use is as a little ceramic dish to hold rings or keys, etc.
Nice.
But the patterns on these are absolutely striking. So you'll have an artist who not only paints it, but also fires it and also potters it. And each will come with their own little individual date.
Have you broken any of these?
What happened was
when you were drinking heavily,
Leanne. Her domestic worker's daughter had this real talent for painting. And so she started training her, being an artist herself, to paint pottery. And these two women are very fondly remembered by her because they were the ones who started all of this with her. They started on these ceramics through a training program. More and more people from rural KwaZulu-Natal were brought in and started learning the trade as well and learning the art. Tragically, many years later, once they'd already established themselves, you know, within the arts community of South Africa and already being noticed by interior designers and designers worldwide, the two women that she started the project with succumbed to AIDS. And Faye, always being, you know, concerned about community members, set up an AIDS hospital. And she found that a lot of people who had HIV at the time were not being told straight up what the story was. You know, they were being sent to traditional healers or not being told the fact that this was something that could be deadly, that they could succumb to it. And so she just made her hospital about telling the truth. And she would say, right, this is what you have. This is what could happen. This is the medication, and I'm going to help you get it. And since then, she lost quite a few more people from AIDS that she was very close to. You know, she considers these artists her children. She has three children of her own who now more and more have become involved in the business. Her son runs the business to a large degree, and her two daughters are designers. But, you know, she speaks very much about the things that she's had to cope with in her life and the tragedies. And the one is being HIV AIDS. And that was a huge passion of hers to try and get over.
This is all an amazing story. And I'm really interested in exactly how these artists began and how so many of them are recruited and where she gets them from. Because obviously each piece being handmade, these artists have to be pretty talented and creative people. They can't just be factory workers who just smash things together.
Absolutely.
But have you ever smashed any of these things apart by mistake? I mean, if you think about parents, when you're collecting things as a parent, good luck to you, because your kids will destroy your collections. And I was wondering, during the late 90s, early 2000s, when you were drinking heavily, whether you got home sometimes and smashed shit up by mistake. Did that ever happen?
No, but obviously they're extremely fragile. So yeah. There are one or two pieces behind me where the head of a bird has been lost.
Oh, no.
Or the beak. So those are kept separately. And hopefully one day with a bit of glue, we'll sort those things out. But no, in fact, my one at home, I keep in a cupboard far away from myself and from
yourself.
Anybody else.
That's right.
My cats.
All right. Everyone. So show us some more of the stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, you can give us some pictures there if you like.
All right, here we are.
To give you an idea, these things are
what's this
very valuable.
What is this? This looks very complicated.
That is a candlestick holder.
Wow.
And you'll find that generally what these pieces have is a very African feel to them. Obviously, being from South Africa and being made in South Africa, they very much often feature animal patterns. Mm-hmm. And then animals themselves. So this one in particular has zebra heads on it, and birds as well. It goes up into a leaf pattern and style. That's where you would insert the candle at the top.
Right. Okay. Then what do we got here? This is what is that? A tray? A little dish?
It's a platter.
A platter. That's very nice. This also got zebras.
This one also features zebras, yes, and a lot of local flowers and fauna, and flora rather.
How many pieces has your mother got in this collection? She's counting them right now.
I think about nine.
Nine.
I have one. She has about nine.
Okay.
I'm sure there's some hidden around the house that I haven't found.
So a lot of that stuff behind you is here on this picture now. So you got teapots.
Yes.
We've got milk jugs.
Teapots, sugar bowls.
What's with the are the beads in the front also Ardmore?
Yes, they are.
Let's just have a look at that.
I should be wearing them.
Let me just switch that on there. What are those, like Buddhist?
Be wearing them, especially with my outfit today.
Yeah, you dressed appropriately for those.
Not Buddhist. These are from South Africa.
Oh, well, they look like Buddhist beads.
I don't think there are many practicing Buddhists in the Midlands.
I don't know. I don't judge. Well, you never know, right? So, Mbulelo, you can't be sure.
Well, Mbulelo's come across a couple of interesting
things there. We're in the middle of a segment here, but trust me, the Midlands, there's all sorts going on there.
What's this over here, this teapot? That's an elephant.
That's an elephant teapot. Behind it is another teapot, which is taller. You'll find often the lids of these ceramics are creatures themselves.
Mm.
The one behind it features a giraffe.
Nice.
I mean, think about being a little girl and walking into this place.
Must have been amazing.
It's like, what do you mean you make these things for adults? I cannot wait to be an adult if this is what I get to play with.
Sure. What's that over there?
I thought you'd appreciate this one, which is from the Ardmore book. A lot of them can be quite graphic.
Is that a monkey?
It's a teapot of a monkey.
Yeah.
Yes.
With its penis as the spout.
His penis is the spout.
Nice.
And his balls are featured there too. And if ever I had to buy you an Ardmore gift, I think this one would be the one. I think you
thanks
might appreciate
very much.
That one the most.
Thank you. Tell me what you really think of me. It's pretty wild. Are they very expensive items now? I mean, do these things cost a lot of money?
So
you said there's a book. So obviously, like any art gallery, they put together some of the... That's fantastic. There's a whole fat hardcover book there. What some of these things, because they're not, you can't replicate them. They must have sold and they belong they belong to people all over the world, right?
They do. So some of these will be commissioned and made specially for a president, mm-hmm. As mentioned, or a leader. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, this one over here belongs to Obama.
Oh, wow. Obama's got that one, huh?
Yeah, that's his. That's from 2008 that he has in his collection.
I've got,
so if you go on to their current...
I've got several pieces of Ardmore, and sometimes Michelle will make me tea in the morning with Ardmore. Or rather, I'll make tea for Michelle. Something like that.
So to give you an idea, some of the bigger pieces might sell for about 150,000 rand a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So those are probably
hectic. That's big money.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
What's a bigger piece though? Like those teapots are absolutely sensational. The ones you're showing us, the ones on the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
What's a bigger piece that might fetch that amount of money?
A bigger piece would be about 40 centimeters in height, I reckon.
Wow. Those are
considered fine art rather than functional art.
You could have a beautiful table centerpiece, for example, and maybe large candelabra, stuff like that might be more expensive. And really big platters and dishes of various
platters.
Kinds, I'm sure. Platters.
Yeah.
Platters. That's great.
So some of them are extremely valuable and obviously collector's items being one of a kind.
Well, Jenny says BBC Lifestyle is currently viewing a show all about pottery. And I mean, we do have talented people in this country, that's for sure. You see some of this stuff and you're just blown away. It's absolutely amazing. So here, someone is commenting on your story about Faye. She had a business partner called Barbara, and when people came in to ask for one of them, they'd say, "Where is the lady who knows about AIDS, Barbara or Faye?" That's where "O Faye" comes from. Yeah, sure, right. Thanks so much, Carl. Very good.
Oh, gosh.
Carl says...
So, yeah, a lot of these...
Yeah, Leanne won't shut up to allow your stupid questions, Carl. She's such an unprofessional.
Okay, give me another stupid question.
No, it's fine. I don't want to ask you anything. You ignore me anyway.
I've been listening to you for years. So, but anyway, one of the interesting things about the collection behind me is that a lot of these were gifted to my mom or inherited.
Mm-hmm.
She used to work with an interior designer who was killed in a robbery. He was shot at his front door.
Jesus.
And a lot of these pieces from his collection. In fact, he was part of the Barlow Oppenheimer family.
Hmm.
And a lot of these pieces were then handed over to her.
Nice.
She has some from friends who've passed away from cancer, who've left her the pieces. And then again, I just have the one piece. In fact, if you go back to the pictures, I'd probably be able to show you it close up.
All right, which one are we talking about here? Should I go back
it's
to this
the
picture?
Little blue sugar pot.
What?
No,
the,
not in there.
The elephant one? Let me just
no.
see.
No.
I don't have a blue sugar pot here, Leanne. And I'm just going through your collection. There's no blue sugar pot. You'll have to show it to us in the picture now.
I'll reach for it.
Live.
I have it.
We are live. Is that a hornbill on the top? That's beautiful.
That's right.
Oh, that's very nice.
So you'll see it has the little gap for
the teaspoon.
The sugar inside.
Please don't drop it.
And then, no. Oh! and then you'll see, obviously, that each one, this one is made by Elizabeth, painted by Goodness, and that is from 2003.
Beautiful.
And obviously, a lot of people are involved in this. And what's interesting for me, if you do watch ceramics programs, mm-hmm. and especially on something like YouTube, when you paint these pieces, you don't really know what color the paint's going to come out as once it's been fired.
Right.
So, it might look pretty bland and nothing like this. It might look like a bit of a pastel item.
I love how colorful they are. It's none of that dull kind of just plain white porcelain that most people have. Beautiful.
Oh, no.
Just by the way, apparently the Faye has just received an honorary award from Cyril, one of the national orders.
Yes, she has.
Huh.
And in fact, she was just featured as one of the Standard Bank Businesswomen of the Year.
Nice.
Where she speaks about her challenges that she's faced in life. One of them, which was quite tragic for her, was being her divorce where she literally had to start again from the ground up.
Can you just tell us about your collection without bringing us down with all your AIDS and cancer and people dying and plane crashes? And I mean, really, can't you just keep it happy? I mean, we're talking about collections here. What's wrong with you? You're the worst guest we've ever had.
So she recently received the Ikamanga Silver Award.
Right.
And that was presented to her by President
Ramaphosa.
For Faye. and that was for her contribution to visual art and generous transferring of skills to others.
Beautiful.
And the award ceremony actually took place on the 18th of November, so just recently.
Okay, very nice. Yeah, some people here, Hamish is saying that a visit to that farm is absolutely a hidden gem in an otherwise tacky
middle. So I was about to say, remember I was telling you I would move to Champagne Castle and the Champagne Valley? I've been to this place. I don't know if you've been, you know where, like as you're driving, like basically up to sort of where the Drakensberg Boys Choir is. I know where it is. I've actually been to this. There's a guest farm place there. A friend of mine, Ian Donwachop, owns an awesome kind of place where you can go and camp and stuff in Champagne Valley, and it's quite close to there. I've been to this Ardmore farm. I'm not even joking. Well, as you were talking, I was like, huh?
Well, thank God for that. I was starting to wonder if you'd ever traveled, because you never ever have stories about places you've been to. I'm so glad you shared that with us. I was so worried we were going to miss out on another one of your travel stories.
If you don't mind, Gareth, this is the time for us classy people that have been and know about Ardmore, like me and Leanne. The poor's like Gareth wouldn't know. Please, Leanne, go ahead.
But also, it's also good to know that, because I could be making this all up.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, Bulelo is at least there to make sure that you're not talking complete nonsense. My grandmother used to do pottery, and there's something about that. That's a really amazing process. I remember her kiln, and she had a pottery wheel and all of that stuff. It's a really amazing thing to be able to do. And this stuff, when it's as beautiful as this Ardmore stuff is, and it's as colorful and as lovely as that, it really is something nice in your house. It's beautiful. It's a nice collection to have. All right. I love it, Leanne Moll. I love it. I didn't know that. And this is, are you going to inherit this? Is your brother going to get it?
Well, I'm hoping my mom can hear me from the other room right now.
Yes.
But mom, this is my official request.
Yeah. Put a post-it on the stuff underneath where all those artists have signed. This is Leanne's when my mother dies. That's what you've got to do.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Yeah. Very, very good. There's Leanne Moll, everybody, a collector. Who knew that she and her family were collecting all this amazing stuff? And by the way, we're going to have a couple more episodes of Collectomania this year. But if you've got an amazing collection, let us know about it. Send us an email, contact@cliffcentral.com. Tell us what your collection is. And at the end of the year, we're also going to do a flashback of all the great collections that we've looked at over the course of the last couple of months. And I'll be sharing some of my collections with you too. And we'll find out what else the team have got up their sleeves. But we thought we'd feature Leanne.
Can't wait to see yours.
Well, it depends which collection. I mean, I collect all kinds of crap. So where do you want to start?
I know I've seen some of your swords hanging on the walls.
Swords, books, coins, chemical elements. You take your pick. Got them all. I'm a nutcase. That's why I have to live on my own. Total nutcase.
You'd be perfect for Collectomania, a crazy collector. You'd actually be perfect.
You know what?
Mr. Gareth Cliff, you sound perfect.
I know.
We actually have a segment designed for somebody who's manic about collecting.
Why do you think I love this every Monday? I'm not making it up. I love it. All right. Well, there's Leanne's collection of Ardmore. She's gonna.
Yeah, thanks.
Push her mother
Can
off,
I stay?
Push her mother off a high balcony, and then she'll inherit it. It's great.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm very happy for it to stay here. As mentioned, I'd rather have it in a home where there are no cats. That's like the number one thing.
Yeah, because your cats will break that shit. Like,
You need some kind of glass cabinet, I suppose. That might be the solution.
No. Listen, you've got to display this stuff properly. There's no point in having a collection. And this is where I wonder about people who have very expensive art. And, you know, none of my collections are really worth like millions or anything. So I can actually have them around my house. I mean, none of it's going to, you know, fetch it's not going to attract the beady eyes of some obvious opportunist thief, and much of it is just stuff that I care about. It's not even stuff that's necessarily intrinsically valuable, but I love seeing it every day. So I have it around the house, and for your mom to have that stuff on the table behind her, you there, that's lovely, because she, every time she goes into that room, she can appreciate it. That's part of the reason that you want to collect, is because you want to be able to appreciate it every day. I love that stuff. All right, so Michael says, what a wonderful way to start a Monday. Thank you for the wonderful collection of people. Happy Monday, everybody. I couldn't say it better. Steve says, everyone collects old USB charging cables. That's a good point. we don't want to display those necessarily, but yes, we all do. What is the... Oh, I think I've just gone off by mistake. Hang on a second. What the hell happened there? Just see why I'm suddenly disconnected from... Sorry.
To something that may be...
Sorry.
Oh, good timing.
You lost me. Chin. I think my USB cable...
Oh,
went.
There we go.
There was someone stole my USB cable for their collection. Olivia says that
Carl was nibbling it from behind.
The difference between collecting and hoarding is in the displaying of it. Yes, that's right. Hoarders just fill rooms full of crap, and collectors display their stuff nicely. That's true. Mm. Yeah. All right. Very good, everybody. Have a happy day. That's Monday. Done and dusted. CliffCentral.com